Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
God is protecting you as you live out your life expectation of what he can do. Your expectation, lastly, is the testimony of your faith. It is the confidence seed will stand before God. See, when you start looking and expecting God to fulfill his promise, the harvest that you have needed for so long will come more quickly.
It
will
come more quickly.
Yes, it will. It will come to you more bountifully than what you've ever dreamed. You got to sow expecting God to respond favorably to every act of confidence in him. Sow from every paycheck. Sow from every expected blessing and unexpected blessing. You got to sow generously and sow faithfully, even now in tax return. Even now with tax return, this is so funny. People say, well, I already paid my tithes off of it if it was withheld from my check on last year. I said, think of it this way. I said, first off, the Bible always talks about how he is the one that brings increase, and I tithe off increase. So apparently this is money that has increased my life whenever I receive my paycheck. Right. But I said, you don't know the IRS. I said, the IRS can be very vicious. They can say an inquiry is on you, and they're going to withhold your check, and they're going to say, we got to do an audit. I mean, it's so much that can happen between you getting that tax return. And I said, I guarantee if the IRS got a hold of your check, you will be wanting to hound us, fly us in, or fly to us. You will want to go ahead and talk to us then to try and go and summon the heavens and call forth your refund check because you need it. You're expecting it. I said, so if God allowed it to come to you seamlessly without any hiccup, see, the enemy would love to take that from you. He knows you want to do good with it. He knows you are going to use it to provide for your family. So if the Lord allows it to come to you, why on earth would you get greedy and say, oh, I'm not going to give no tithes off of it? I don't know about you, but anything IRS tax, when it comes to me, I said, thank you, Jesus, because the IRS could have took it. The IRS could have said something way back 9 years ago that I didn't do something, and they could have held it. They could have easily took a chunk out of it. It's so many different things that could have happened erroneously or justly, and I could have been lying on my knees. Oh, Lord, I needed that $2,500. I needed that $4,500. God, Jesus, please. I know what. I'm going to call the apostles. Generals, please pray. Please, I need that money. But if it comes to you flawlessly, seamlessly, why not bless God with a measly
10%? Come on, bless him.
I give off everything. We give off everything, even the monetary value of gift cards. And people say, what? But that's not cash. How can I sell? I take it from my cash stash. People gave me gift certificates to Bath and Body Works, books and Barnes and Nobles and restaurants. I said, whatever it is to calculate 10%, I give it. I said, Lord, I tithe off everything that I can imagine the cost of that increases in my life. And because of that, why in the world would you not see us blessed? Why in the world at the young age that I am at would I not still, I mean, honestly, people look at me and they say, man, I wish I could come off my job. How did you do it? I said, do you got about 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Let me tell you about my seed of expectation. See, because of how we have obeyed God, because we have definitely allowed our expectations to be our everyday motive for how we serve the Lord. That's why God said, April, you too good. I lose you from 9 to 5. I just can't stand to be away from my pleasure. You pleasure me. So you know what? How about this, daughter? To keep you close to me because you bring pleasure to me, how about you come out that 9 to 5? See, because I hate the way that you got to be focused on working for someone else and helping them push their motor when you could be pushing mine and we can be dwelling together all day. See, when you really please the Lord, he will make a way and an open door to be with you even longer. Didn't he do that with Enoch? When he is pleasured by your obedience and by your personality, by your relationship, he doesn't want to part from you. That's what he did with Enoch. For those that did not know Enoch, it talks about how he walked in the cool of the day with Jehovah. They would actually walk together, not me. experience. And because they were so cool, Enoch was so in love with Jehovah. He said, you know what? You don't even get to feel the sting of death. I'm just going to take you and transcend you up to heaven with me. That's a deep relationship. So you mean to tell me if I'm waking up in the cool of the day means before the sunrise, but it is technically the morning. In the cool of the day, I'm worshiping the Lord at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. My husband and I, we're doing all night, starting at 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. prayer, speaking in our heavenly language. You mean to tell me Jehovah is going to still let us work a job? I got to stop praying to my Jehovah so that I can wash up and go to work. God said, just when it was getting sweet, you had to leave me and go to work. I can't let you do that no more. So how about release your faith again and let me take care of you? That way, if I need you to talk to me at 2 in the afternoon, you're available. If I need to talk to you around 8 in the morning, you don't have to say, wait, Lord, let me run to the bathroom for about 5 minutes and then go back to work. He said, you're there because I've set you there. So you wonder why we're blessed. You wonder why we have the upcoming and the increase and the ranking and the power that we do, because it all started from expectation. Expectation again is pleasure man can generate in the heart of God. Did you know that? There's nothing else you can do that will make God pleased and pleasurable according to the scriptures. There's nothing else. He's not. You couldn't go to the flower shop, get the biggest and prettiest bouquet of flowers and lift it up to the heavens and say, here you go, Jehovah. I bought these flowers for you. You. Receive it. It wouldn't work. God said, thank you, but that's not what pleases me. Your obedience pleases me. Your faith pleases me. Your obedience to my commandments, staying away from sin, making a perfect effort. This is what God is saying. Expectation is the only pleasure man can generate in the heart of God. So if you know if that's the only pleasure you can generate in the heart of God, why aren't we doing it consistently? It will please me to pleasure my God. This is what it is. And then I'm finished. I'm going to pray. You got to expect. You say, well, what else can I expect from God? The intangible and the tangible. You all need some things done in your life. But I was always good with the intangible. See, because I knew before I get the tangible, I need the intangible. So General Andrew and myself, we knew how to now expect love. We needed an extra dose of love. Because in order to get that extra dose of love, we could then have an extra dose of love to the people we govern. So if we're called to a minister, I said, Lord, then you need to give me your love, because it's hard to love your people, especially when they come to you messed up. You need an extra amount of grace over these souls. So we begin to expect him for love. We begin to expect ideas and wisdom from God. There's no way in the world we can even run this global network if we didn't possess the wisdom and ideas that God has given us. We'll be too dumb.
That's right. Amen.
We'll be too dumb. We'll make too many mistakes. We will harm too many people instead of promote and empower them. We needed this wisdom. We needed the ideas. We're breaking barriers. We're doing things that most people don't even understand we're doing when it comes down to running a ministry. They're like, what? You're doing that? No, it got to be in brick and mortar. I say, you stunt yourself if you only in a brick and mortar. I said, only those people in the region can have that access to you. You better get on the social platform so that you can begin to touch people in South Africa, Johannesburg, Kenya, Canada, the Netherlands, South America. You can go to Brazil. These people need your resources and answers too. So if he gives you the idea, run with it, because it's a bigger blessing. Expect ideas of wisdom from God. Expect a financial harvest from God. Expect a hundredfold return from God. Expect favor from someone close to you. Expect your miracle. This is what I do. Everywhere I go, I expect favor. And General Andrew would tell you, I said, we are tithers. I got favor just flowing and oozing through my pores. So anything
That's
I decide to do, as long as it's not contrary to the wisdom and the righteousness of his word, I know I'm going to be favored. It doesn't matter. Literally, we walked in a furniture store. I wanted some few pieces in my house. I said, Lord, I desire a recliner. I desire actually a little recliner sofa in my bedroom. We have a big bedroom, and I have a whole wall that I could fit the recliner sofa in. And I said, okay, I would like it also in our other bedroom, so that someone who comes over, they can sit in this huge oversized recliner and watch TV. They don't have to lay down every time or sit on the bed if they want to sit up. And the Lord said, okay, well, where you want to get it? And I said, well, Lord, I'm thinking about this one. You show me where favor lies. He said, thank you for asking the right question, because I did. I asked him. I said, Lord, where does your favor lie? And then he showed me, and I had to run some errands. And sure enough, I went there. I said, Lord, they're probably closed. It's Saturday night. It's almost 9 o'clock. There's no way this place is open. I went over there. They had one more hour to go. I said, wow, thank God. I went in there, and I said, now this is what I do. When you go into a place that you know God has given you favor, you got to make sure you connect with the right person. I began to ask God. I said, God, where is the favor at? Whom do I need to talk to? He said, I'll present them to you. See, this is how me and God get down. So I expected favor. I went there with action, got in my car, and drove to where favor was. I had an expectation that whomever God presents to me will give me favor. Long story short, I talked to the person, let them know. I looked on their website, looking at this furniture, blah, 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 and then they collected my information, and I just began to walk around, General Andrew and myself. We began to lay hands on furniture and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your favor fall. You brought me here. I told you I wanted some furniture. This is something of my desire. Sure enough, came back to me. She said, wow, that was very quick. They went ahead and blessed us with almost $10,000 worth of furniture. We had
look at that.
Hallelujah.
Favor.
Yes.
Stored up, and I sow every single day. I think it's not a day that I don't give something out, literally. I'm blessing people's mamas. I'm blessing and paying bills. There's almost every day I'm giving something out. I got too many
things
stored up to not have immediate favor if I should ever call upon and want something. But that's because of my lifestyle. Understand that when you ask God for a miracle, He will give you an instruction. Your obedience to that instruction will prove your faithfulness, and it will prove and have proof that you truly believe in what God has given you and wants to give you from your obedience. God wants you to be obedient, but the obedience will only come from your expectation. Expect God every day to do something. Expect God every morning, every afternoon. Expect to have favor at the cash register. Expect to have favor when you're buying something at the store and it rings up for cheaper. I do that all the time and it happens. Expect to have favor at the job interview. Expect to have favor at the car dealership. Expect to have favor with the realtor. Expect to have favor with your landlord. Expect to have your spouse. Yes, you can be out of favor with your spouse, but God can definitely turn that situation. Expect favor. I expect favor from my husband. And because of that, ooh, he spoiled me like a little spoiled brat. I tell you, everything I want, he said, anything is yours. But I'm not a spoiled brat, so I'm not one that takes advantage of it. But he would give it to me if I should ever ask. He said, anything you want is yours. I expect favor from my I expect favor from my mentors. I expect favor from my sons and my daughters. And when I sense an absence of favor, guess what? I move. Wherever there's an absence of favor, I know God has not prepared that relationship or that path, and I move to where He has. You got to understand your expectation. Ooh, if you understood the depth of it, it will save you time, hurt, money. It will save you so many heartbreaks because you'll understand now how to move in the flow of favor. And when you move in the flow of favor, you won't find so many times that you've hit your head against the wall. You won't make so many mistakes because you'll know exactly what to expect and what it looks like, what it feels like, and what God wants to give you. And you don't waste your time dealing with knuckleheads. You don't waste time on bad business deals. You don't waste time on wasting your money on bad investments. You don't waste time because time is one thing you don't get back. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Try to repeat after me and say, I will have expectation every day.
I will have expectation every day.
In the name of
God. You said that. You can implement it. So even now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful word to show us how you are. See, it's about understanding the kingdom mindset. And the kingdom mindset in heaven where you are is expectation. For it pleases you. It pleasures you when we expect you, when we expect your love, when we expect your financial provision, when we expect your peace, when we expect your salvation, when we expect you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. When we expect those things, it pleasures you because it gives you the opportunity to show forth. It gives you the opportunity to create a testimony in our life. It gives us an opportunity to begin to proclaim your goodness and your faithfulness. For how can we say that you are faithful if you've never provided for us? Woo! How can we have that testimony to tell other people how you've changed us and how you have renewed us if we don't expect expect you to do it and don't receive it. Lord, I thank you because that creates, Lord, our testimony to win souls. So, Lord, I thank you for even now the wisdom and the revelation that you've bestowed upon your people in their hearts, because even now when we get off the line, they can begin to implement it. They can begin to walk in expectation. They begin to sow with purpose. They begin to become more faithful and consistent in their tithes and offering. They are beginning to watch what they say, where they go, how they act, what they do, what they think, because it's all connected to how we have expectation of the harvest that you willing and so pleasurably want to give to us. And Lord, we thank you. We rebuke every hindering spirit, every spirit that wants to take this word and store it on thorny and stony hearts. We rebuke it even now, and the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and your imps. For we are now broken free. We are now renewed. We are restored by the revelation that has been bestowed upon us. No longer can you blind us with your doubt, Satan. No longer can you stunt our progression with depression, because we know who we are. We know whose we are, and we know what he wants to give us. So we walk in clarity, having shattered all deception by your camp on this day. We thank you, God, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Let all of God's people say amen.
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 So praise God. General Andrew wants to go for it. He wants to have some closing remarks. So let's say amen. As the wonderful, as the powerful, as the dynamic, as the most, I want to say, the best man that I know comes forward and has closing remarks. General Andrew, I leave it in your hands.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory unto God for that amazing word on expectation. Father,
amen.
We just thank you for this day, Lord God. Continue to pour out over her as she poured out into us, Lord. Refill her, Lord God, with your virtue, with your power, with your joy, Lord God, with your greatest desires and pleasures that you have for her, Lord. Lord God, let there be no backlash or retaliation. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her. Let a fiery hedge of protection be encamped around her in the mighty, miraculous, wonder-working name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let all God's people say amen. Amen and
amen.
Amen. Amen. That was an awesome, 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 awesome message on expectation. And I agree with 100% of everything that she spoke. I'm not going to hold you guys. I just wanted to say that, add my little two cents and say that, man, it's so many people that say, I just be obedient. I don't expect nothing back. I just be obedient. And that right there is so religious. That's what we've been taught. Mm-hmm. But it's like I was just teaching them something to this aspect a few days ago. I was like, how can you receive anything from God if you don't expect to get anything from God?
Yes.
How can you receive? And a lot of times, God wants us to have a receiving spirit. It's better to give than to receive. But a lot of times, God wants us to know how to receive, to know how to have expectation to receive so that we can be a blessing to others. And you got to receive in order to give. And if you can't receive, if you don't expect to get anything, then how can you expect to give anything? And so that's a powerful, powerful revelation. So I just want to tell y'all, if you don't expect nothing, you need to, you can do what you want, but I know I'm expecting a lot in 2018. I'm expecting God to blow my, I don't know about you, you can do what you want, but I know I'm expecting God to blow my mind. I'm expecting to impact another 10,000 souls. I don't know how many souls we impacted last year. It was thousands. I know that. I'm expecting to impact thousands and thousands of more. I'm expecting my love life to be even greater, to be uncommon. I'm expecting to have the greatest relationship with my lover, my wife. I'm telling you, I'm expecting.
Amen.
I'm expecting to. We got already so many vacations. I'm expected to have more vacations. Matter of fact, we're probably gonna have to start giving some of these vacations away. We got so many.
I'm expecting
to have more peace, more joy.
Right.
I'm expecting to have more rest. I'm expecting to lose a little bit of weight.
I'm expecting,
there's so much that I'm in expectation for. It's foolish for a person to say, I don't expect anything. If you don't expect anything, you don't expect nothing, that's exactly what you're going to get, saints. You're going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You see how crazy that sounds? Do you think it's humble? Because that's how the traditional saints taught, a lot of saints taught us back in the day. But they didn't have that revelation. They didn't have an understanding. They was only working with what they was working with. So we working with a greater revelation. The more closer we get to the return of Jesus, the more revelation he gives us. So walk in that revelation. And the revelation that he wants us to walk in today is exactly what Dr. April preached on and taught on this morning, is to have an expectation. It's not humble. It's not a good look to be like, I don't expect nothing. I'm just going to be obedient. That's stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean at all. But I'm just saying that. How does that sound? How does that sound? Would you tell your kids, don't expect to get scholarships, don't expect to go to college, don't expect to be no doctor and lawyer? You shouldn't expect none of that. Well, how much more is it that God wants us to have the mindset of expectation? You think he gets pleasure out of that when we say, oh, I don't want nothing from you, God? That scripture that says, he even giving you invitation. He's saying, test me in this. He's saying, try me. He's saying, expect it. He's giving you an invitation to do it. But then we tell him, no, God, I don't want nothing. You think that's humble? You think that's humble?
Not me.
That's not humble. That's not humble. That's stupidity.
Yeah, ignorance. Amen. That's right.
So we got a different coach over here at KCI. And for any visitors that's on the line, that we don't walk like that. We don't rock like that. How we rock is we expecting everything that God has for us plus some. Plus some. You heard me?
Amen.
I said, did you hear me?
Yeah.
I want y'all to repeat after me. I want y'all to repeat after me. Say, I expect. Everything that God has for me.
Plus some.
To be released in 2018.
Now say this.
You heard me? I love you guys so very much. We love you, and I just hope you enjoyed the word on today. I hope you ate it up, and I hope you guys apply it to your life. We love you so very much.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.